With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A California gerrymandering bill has been signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom. New congressional maps, if approved by voters, are aimed at winning Democrats up to five more House seats next year. In Texas, Republicans could get five additional seats as a result of redrawn maps in that state. Former California GOP Congressman John Campbell is giving the Democrats high marks for creativity and their gerrymandering.
As a former California lawmaker, Campbell is taking a keen interest in the issue.
I have looked at the districts.
He says the most creative change involves a voting district held by a Republican near the California-Oregon border.
That is very red country. That is conservative country.
The new map would stretch a slim finger from that district hundreds of miles south into San Francisco.
You take some of those Democrats from the Bay Area and run them up in there in order to dilute the Republican control of that district.
Congressman Campbell was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
With not a single murder in more than a week and over 600 arrests, President Trump says his Washington, D.C. crime crackdown is working.
It's like a different place. It's like a different city. It's the capital. It's going to be the best in the world. We're going to do what you're doing with law enforcement. And very importantly, also, we're going to physically do it. We're going back to Congress for some money, and we're going to redo a lot of the pavement, a lot of the medians, a lot of the graffiti's all coming off real fast. It's going to come down real fast.
Mr. Trump addressing several hundred National Guard members and federal law enforcement officials. Category 1, Hurricane Erin is slowly moving away from the East Coast, but heavy surf and dangerous rip currents expected to persist into the weekend. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 125 points. This is SRN News. Two men have been arrested over an attack on a church.
Ethan Lamb and Chad Kruger are accused of vandalizing and setting fire to McKinney Chapel Free Will Baptist Church south of Marion, Illinois in July, causing more than $300,000 in damage. On Facebook, church leaders wrote, quote, "God has got us covered and is seeing us through. We will eventually be back in the sanctuary, but it will be a while." Attacks on churches of all kinds in the U.S. have been on the rise recently. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is following through on its threat to withhold federal funds from public schools that promote transgenderism. The Education Department is placing several Virginia school systems on high-risk status, a move that attaches specific conditions for releasing taxpayer funding. The schools in Fairfax, Arlington, Alexandria, Prince William, and Loudoun counties have all announced that they will not modify any of their policies, including those allowing boys to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms. SRN News. Pro football officials are not taking any more chances.
The NFL increasing security at its offices following that shooting last month by a gunman who reportedly was targeting league headquarters in a Manhattan high-rise. Now, the league previously recommended enhanced security measures at both team and league facilities. They'll be reviewed at a special meeting next week. NFL employees are back in the office after working remotely in the weeks following the shooting that killed four people and wounded one league employee. Jason Walker reporting.
Both Wall Street and the White House will be paying close attention to Fed Chair Jerome Powell's high-profile speech today, the Fed's annual economic symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It comes as mixed signals about the economy complicate the Fed's upcoming decision on interest rates. More details at srnnews.com.